Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our next guest's animation film studio has been busy over the past 10 years with projects for the St. Louis Aquarium, the Kennedy Space Center, and Patriots Point in Charleston, just to name a few, and has now announced a $90,000 investment that will allow it to move to a larger office and add 20 jobs over the next few years. Ben Davis is CEO and founder of Moondog Animation Studio. He joins us by phone now from the studio in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Ben, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Good to be here.
So congratulations on this investment. Tell us about your company and how it all got started.
Thank you. Yes, Moondog Animation Studio was started back in 2010 in France, actually, Annecy, which is also the International Animation Film Festival's location. We realized, though, very quickly we needed to be in the States for the simple reason that distribution happens from here, especially when you talk about a worldwide audience. So we dreamed of the USA, we decided on the East Coast, and we found Charleston. It was strategic to be a small fish in a small pond, but a very good pond, too, a pond that had potential. We could see it even 10 years ago. And we're thrilled to be here, actually. This expansion we're talking about is really simply us grabbing a foothold more permanently here than before, getting involved in the Harbor Entrepreneur Center, making sure that we're tied into the schools and initiatives, but also the opportunities that are here. That was 2013 when we moved to Charleston. 2020 was actually, just to give an inflection point, we grew ourselves into the two sections that we have right now, long form, which has our series and our feature film efforts. And then on the other side, interactive, commercial, museum, think the Kennedy Space Centers and St. Louis Aquariums. Up till 2020, those were growing both in parallel. Then COVID took away a lot of museums, as you can imagine, but it allowed us to focus a lot more on series and feature development, which allowed us to then start a joint venture, which is part of the expansion, actually. It's important that we recognize we were better with another entity called Meticulous Media, and we formed Lunchbox Labs. And that allows us now to be executive producers and into the distribution and marketing conversations that we weren't part of as an animation studio up to that point. That then made sense for us to really plant ourselves here and make Charleston the home base for that growth.
Tell us about the feature film side of the business. You said that that's pretty much where you had to pivot to following COVID.
Let's call feature film more even IP development, if you will. It goes into feature film and series as well, but it's really, we're talking about 360 IP development. And that's sometimes overused, but it means really that we're doing a film, but we're also thinking of the video game and the products and the series and the location-based experience. It allows us to welcome anyone that has a good idea, but also a good mix of opportunity and market and something special too. We're often looking for maybe the aquatic product spin that Weird Waters had, or the eco-friendly family vibe that Wendy Weatherfoot has. And those are the two most recent shows that we're working on.
And now in this press release on the expansion, what type of hiring will you be doing? Who are you going to be looking for? People who already have animation experience?
We're hiring a diverse group of leaders, and we're calling this our strike team or the core team. And that's supervisors and people with pretty confirmed experience in the industry. And so we're hiring both on the animation pipeline and on the interactive pipeline. That's for the core team. Hiring then shifts into a different gear once projects are confirmed, and that starts a process of hiring for the project specifically. To give you an order of magnitude, Wendy Weatherfoot was employing in between 50 to 70 people over the last 12 months.
And now is the museum business, the tourism business back on track again now?
Yes, it's coming back to life. We've been able to help Patriots Point here locally recently, and there's a interesting reboot of different experiences thanks to what we lived through in 2020. We're finding different ways of engaging audiences, more detection of movement than touching of screens, and a lot of fun ways of re-entering the museum space.
Well, Ben, thank you so much for the update and for spending time with us today.
It was a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Ben Davis is CEO and founder of Moondog Animation Studio. He joined us by phone from the studio in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and never miss a show by subscribing to our podcast, which you can find wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.